This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. And in Britain, it's been announced today that the Prime Minister Gordon Brown will launch an inquiry into the Iraq War. Britain, of course, backed up the U.S. in Iraq during the invasion in 2003 and afterwards. It fought in Iraq and it mainly was in charge of the southern territory around the city of Basra until recently. Joining us is BBC political correspondent and a former BBC Pentagon correspondent, Nick Childs. He joins us from London. Nick, how unprecedented is this for the government to call for an inquiry?
Well, it's been a long time coming, John. The opposition have been calling for it for a long time. The whole British involvement in Iraq was, of course, hugely controversial. And the opposition have said we really need to look into how Britain got into this and what happened in the conflict and its aftermath. Up to now, the government has said it would be wrong to do this while there are still British combat forces involved in combat operations. But that's all unravelling now. The formal end of the British combat role was announced in April. Most combat troops will be out next month. So that's one of the triggers for Gordon Brown standing up now to say, essentially, we will go ahead with this long called for inquiry.
Well, Nick Childs, from the perspective of the British public that's likely to be paying attention to this, what are they more interested in? The review of the tactics and behavior of British soldiers on the ground in Iraq, or how, Tony Blair got led into this by George W. Bush in the begin with?
I think that's much, much more what people are really looking into. There have been any number of controversies around that. And, of course, the former Prime Minister, Tony Blair, as you mentioned, sort of left under that the cloud of his relationship with George Bush. There have been attempts to get key cabinet meetings just ahead of the war when the discussions on the legality of the conflict were on the table, get them published. That hasn't happened. And a key element of what Gordon Brown is going to say this afternoon, essentially for most people, are the details of what is actually going to be discussed, who's going to head it all, when it's actually going to happen, and crucially, how much of it is going to be held in public and held in private.
Well, you raise the prospect that there are source materials that are available to British historians and political leaders that perhaps we wouldn't have available to us here in the United States of the workings of our own government in Washington. What's the likelihood that some juicy quotes and indications of the orientation of the Bush administration are going to come out in this look at Britain's role in the invasion?
Well, that's a minefield that Gordon Brown's going to have to tiptoe through, essentially. We have had an inquiry in the past that people are looking at as a model when the 1982 Falklands War happened. It was called the Franks Inquiry, headed by Lord Franks. That was held in private, essentially, with key individuals looking at the evidence in private. Now, people are saying that's not going to be good enough. And one of the opposition parties is saying, well, boycott this if it is held on those lines. But one of the problems that Gordon Brown is going to have to face, including from his own party, and part of the timing of this may be the fact that he's making a concession to his own party, because his leadership was very much in crisis a week or so ago, and he'd survived by the skin of his teeth. This may be a concession to people in his own party on this. The key point is how public can he make it, or is he going to have to take the consideration of the U.S. government and some of their secrecy issues into account?
Well, it's an interesting window, but I doubt it would have any real impact on Gordon Brown's own political troubles, but fascinating to contemplate, and we may be looking at it very soon. Nick Childs, BBC political correspondent, former BBC Pentagon correspondent. Thank you, Nick.